Today's interview is with a partner marketing agency that specializes in Google marketing. If you're working in Google on your own or through an agency and looking to improve your results, you'll find this episode very helpful.
Are you looking for new ways to make your sales grow? You've tried other podcasts, but they don't seem to know. Harvest the growth potential of your product or service as we share stories and strategies that'll make your competitors nervous. Now, here's the host of the Harvest Growth Podcast, John LeClaire.
Welcome back to the Harvest Growth Podcast. Today, I'm really excited to be speaking with my good friend, Jason Zotara. He's the founder and managing partner of 1026 Media. We're going to talk about a little bit about what they do in their business, how they help clients. But really, the goal for today is to learn, and specifically about Google marketing. So if your business is using an agency or doing it on your own or need help, have questions on Google marketing, that's truly where Jason's part of his expertise lies. They do other things in their agency as well, but that's one of their core focuses that they have. And we interact and work with them sometimes to help our clients out from a Google perspective as well. And so he's an expert truly in the field. And I'm really looking forward to sharing his expertise with our audience today. So Jason, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks so much. Good to be here.
So if you could tell us a little bit about your background. So how did you get into the world of starting up and owning your own marketing agency?
Oh, well, I don't know if we have enough time for that whole story, but I'll do my best to do the abbreviated version. And I usually share these stories over whiskey or bourbon. Long story short, I've been working since I was 15 years old. I started out at McDonald's. I got into the marketing world when I was 20, not to age myself, but that's been 20 plus years now in various roles in the marketing, advertising, sales realm or world. And through that experience, working some on the agency side, some on the brand side, back in 2012, I decided to start my own agency for really two big reasons. One is I wanted to be able to control my own destiny and dictate, the amount of money and success that I can have as an individual in my career, as well as have that flexibility. And I think number two would be what I found working on the agency and the brand side is there was not every agency, but there can be disconnects between what a client is being sold or engaged with on the sales front, not connected between the sales and the operations side. So sometimes it's not always the sales and operations isn't always connected as strong as it could be. And so there could be some different expectations or things that aren't being met or different communication things. And so that's the second reason I started 1026 was to really help bridge that gap between knowing when a client is engaging with a brand or an agency, they're being told, and it's consistent between the sales process to the operations all the way through to start to finish. And so that was the second main reason of starting the agency. So since then we've been running 1026 for the last 10 years, and it's been great. So that's what prompted me to start the agency, and can share more about what that looks like on a day to day here in a moment.
I like how you describe it. I think our agencies, I find, are in some ways fairly similar. We've kept them relatively small from a headcount perspective so that both of us as founders can stay involved from a strategic perspective. And really, I think you worded it well. What that helps get rid of is the disconnect between sales and execution or operations, as you called it. And being involved strategically as the owner, we can make sure, hey, we're involved in the sales process. We also own the end result of what we're delivering to our clients. And I see that in your work as well. And I think that's been important for us, and I think for you guys as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I would add to that is the personalization is definitely something I think our clients value in that case of being able to. I mean, they all get my cell phone number. They can contact me any time of the day, 24, well, unless I'm sleeping, of course. Most of the time I'm around and I'm connected for them to reach out. And I remember just a quick story. One of my clients back in the day, we were running their social channels, and it was a pet brand. And there was some social chatter happening on like a Saturday morning, and the CEO got an alert or something and looked at it. He's like, well, they've already responded to it. And he's like, these guys are on it, right? Like, they know they're being, we're on it. Everything's being taken care of. And so they actually ended up writing back to us saying, hey, just want to let you guys know, appreciate you guys being on this and taking care of it. So that's a kind of level of customer service that people get. I mean, I learned at a younger age that customer service is a free service that you could offer. So why not offer the best of that service? And so, yeah, just another added on a benefit of value of having that personalized service, that one-on-one approach by being a small a boutique-esque agency?
I'd love to jump into Google and talk specifically about that. We get a lot of questions from our clients and listeners as well about how to improve their presence on Google. It's such a complex world. We're certainly not going to be able to answer every question in this interview, but I think there's some high-level ones that'd be helpful for people. So one is trends, right? There's constant changes that happen within Google itself. How do you stay on top of those changes and trends and how things are, you know, always on the move at Google?
Yeah. Great question. I think you have to have the attitude of constantly learning and never settling. And staying on top of that is part of that, right? So I try personally, and I encourage our team members to, a lot of times in the morning, I try to read at least an hour in the morning, an hour at night, to catch up on those trends. So, looking at the publisher sites directly, for example, they all have, so Google specifically, they have the keyword, which is one of their blogs that they utilize as for content. But they also have a lot of help forums, support forums. I'm also part of communities in the PPC, Google Ads world. So, we're following that so we get other people's perspective, because the last thing you can do for your clients is become stale and not continue to learn and stay up to date on those. So those are some of the ways that we do that. So various publications, blogs. We have alerts set up as well that from anything new or any new ideas or new things happen on the publisher side. And then in addition to the community forums and groups that we're part of that help stay on top of that to understand what other agencies are going through, as well as last thing would be our partner network, which would be kind of tied to that as well, where they're sharing ideas. Okay, hey, I'm countering this or we're countering that, through various meetups, events, and things like that. So obviously those are the primary ways to stay on top of that. So just constantly educating yourself, wanting to be better at what we do would be the best way to answer that one.
And I'll agree, it is a process, no matter what marketing we're working in, and whether it's Google, Facebook, Instagram, other platforms that are being added to the list every day, right? I think what I like about what you discussed, there's so many sources we can go to, and we do have to stay on top of it. Communities are a big part of what we do as well, just in working with, frankly, other agencies and learning from what's working with for them versus us, and learning from changes in the system. So you get the benefit that way of not only the multiple clients we work. And that's one of the nice things about working with an agency in general is, we, like you guys, are working with multiple different clients at the same time. So one, learning from a client, whether it's a success or a failure, right? So if something's changed in the algorithm that all of a sudden is no longer working, now you can prioritize that adjustment on all of your clients, right? All of your accounts. But we can also learn from other agencies. And I think, whether we're running with our campaigns, speaking to our audience with an agency or trying to do it ourselves, it's getting in touch with communities, getting in touch with forums, and this could be live masterminds or something, but finding a group of people or companies that are in similar situations as you are to really learn from them. Getting a little more granular on the Google side. So what are some strategies as of today that you see that work best?
Yeah. So I would say we're seeing a shift per se when it comes to Google, but I think one of the things that, and I've been speaking just from our internal discussions and strategies is, I think sometimes Google there's a misnomer that you create a Google campaign, you launch the ads, and then all of a sudden people are buying from you, or all of a sudden those leads are coming in, right? And it's like an instant gratification, which, as we joke about all the time, like we're Americans, we love that instant gratification side of it. And it definitely does have that opportunity. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but I think what we look at more is we definitely will run conversion campaigns. When I say conversion, I mean, that means, hey, we're trying to get someone to fill out a lead. If you're a lead generation company, or if you're an e-commerce company, you're getting somebody to buy a product, right? And increases that the revenue side of it. With that being said, I always like to use the phrase, like, people have to know who you are before they buy from you or they engage with you. And so one of the things that we've been working more and more on with our clients and educating partners as well is, You have to have a multifaceted, multi-layer approach to advertising. And what I mean by that is you have to look at it. So number one, you have to focus on the end user or your potential customer. And what that means is, where are they? What are they thinking, right? Where are they spending their time? What solution are you, are they looking for? What's the solution they're looking, what problem are they finding, looking for a solution for? Sorry about that. And like put them in their mind frame, right? And with that being said, that allows you to then understand the different journey or the journey that goes into, whether that's engaging with a lead gen form or buying a product and all the different touch points that go into that, right? Because I grew up in marketing where, for example, organic marketing, organic social media, you'd get 10 to 15% engagement rate, you know, or even before. So there was some good organics there. So you didn't have to, it wasn't a pay to play world that we are in today. And even going back further, you know, typically someone would see your product and they would buy it. And it wasn't that multi-touch approach. Nowadays, obviously with social media and mobile devices and so forth, that has turned into now, oh, I see an ad. I got to go look at reviews. I want to see if all my friends are buying it, right? Like, is it part of the cool kids club, right? All that stuff. Is it a good quality product? So, you know, you're maybe typing in Google, you know, brand name reviews, right? I do a lot personally, seeing like, okay, is this company legit? Especially someone you may have not heard from before. And so going back to the strategy component of it is understanding your audience, where they are in that journey of engaging with you, and then being able to create a campaign or multiple campaigns that address each of those points, right? So instead of just running, hey, I just want to run a conversion campaign where I equate it to asking for your hand in marriage on the first date, right? It's like, you don't go on a first date and just instantly propose to somebody. Well, you might, but you know, to each their own. But the truth, I feel like the true successful relationships are, you take it day by day, you get to know each other, you date a little bit, you go from there. So that's where kind of our philosophy, and you'll find a lot of my philosophies are dating for some reason. I just find there's a lot of good, you know, an alignment there. But the point is to take it not only just decisions, you know, conversion, but let's start with some awareness, right? Let's get people to understand who they are, who you are as a brand. What is your product? What is your service? Right. Then moving over to a consideration phase, right? So, okay, now they know who you are. Now they're maybe considering you versus other solutions or other products or services. And then move them into an engagement phase where, okay, now how are you getting them to engage with you? Is that through a piece of content from a lead gen standpoint? We found that to be really successful. And then, or is it a review or a testimonial from an e-commerce side, right? You know, something to get that social proof side of it, to get them to engage with you. Maybe it's just signing up for your email list. You know, maybe it's, hey, new release is coming out, you know, sign up for a new release. I know like Nike and a lot of those brands do that and get people engaged up front. And then lastly, to lead them into that, what we call decision or conversion campaign. So all in all, I think the conversation, and we found that implementing these type of strategies have been successful for our clients and has worked to get them to not only get maybe as many leads, but the quality of leads or the quality of engagements, the quality of customers that they're getting tend to either repeat, buy multiple products, come back, right? That kind of thing. So it's not necessarily about, we look at it, not necessarily about how many leads or how much revenue, well, revenue is important, but how much traffic we're driving. But it's how many bookings are we getting? How many enrollments are we getting? How many product sales are we getting or driving? So we feel like there's a multi-layer approach to that. And that's what we try to implement. So it's a little bit different than, I think it's a little bit different than traditional, just, hey, we're going to do an ad and we're going to drive them to a landing and get them to convert, right? So it's that kind of process, but I'll stop there because a lot of times I can get excited and get long-winded, but I'll leave it there.
No, that's well said. It's, you know, I'd love talking about essentially a marketing funnel, right? Starting very wide, getting awareness, as you talked about, the consideration phase after that, and then getting to them to convert is the final step. You know, for me, I love the phrase slow down to go fast, right? And that's really what this marketing funnel approach is it's, you know, it's so tempting to just go after the conversion, but it's going to take a lot. It's going to be more difficult to actually drive that conversion if they don't know you first. So slow down a little bit more, you know, get some more or spend some more time with your prospects during that awareness and engagement phase. And then, as you said, ultimately many more will end up buying. It'll be much higher quality leads, higher revenue clients or customers for you as well. So that's well said. That's a great way to think about the campaign for sure. Well, Jason, are there any resources that you've found helpful in running your business that you think could be helpful for our audience too?
So it depends, right? So sometimes with our agency, we have like agency tools, right? That can sometimes be I don't say redundant, but or maybe excessive to the average marketer or advertiser. But I think overall, so I'd say number one is definitely like Google Analytics, right? That's one of the big tools that we use for from a data standpoint. And then you can use things like Google Data Studio, which is now, I can't remember what the name of it is right now. They changed the name to something else. I can't think of it. But you can use tools to aggregate that data into a nice, dashboard and so forth. So we use different tools like that from a reporting standpoint. So like agency analytics is one. Swido is another one that we've played around with before. We also use a software called AdPulse, but that might be a little bit too much for the average marketer advertiser. But I would definitely say like any tools that allow you to get the data and provide insights into what your marketing campaigns are doing so for example, we tag everything that we do with UTM parameters, and then we cross-reference that using both Google Analytics and then as well as like Salesforce or a CRM, right? So definitely I'd say, so back up. So CRM, having a CRM to track everything that you're doing is one, right? So Salesforce, HubSpot are some of the common ones we work with. And then two, having the data. So for example, Google Analytics that tracks everything from start to finish to know, okay, I'm spending X amount of dollars and I'm getting X amount of returns, just kind of helps you the full funnel approach to know where everything is going. And I say like another great tool that we've used is like SEM Rush is another kind of tool that we use. We use a lot of that for keyword data, competitive analysis, keyword research. A lot of times when we're creating that strategy, that's another great tool to utilize. And I would say also just utilizing a publishers. When I say publisher, I mean Google, Facebook, Meta, using their resources. I mean, they all have an extremely rich resources when it comes to academies and help and articles and things like that, right? So a lot of times it's just utilizing those publishers and getting it straight from the source would be helpful as well. Like if you're running, hey, how do I run a performance max campaign, right? Google will have data around that, right? Here's what they're doing. They'll even have case studies in that case. So it's like if you're ever wondering specifically around the publisher themselves or the platform itself, that's usually the best place to go is directly to that resource. So I'm not sure if that answers your question, because there's a lot of different tools and things that you can utilize, but that's kind of just gives you some insights into some ones that we utilize for our clients.
Yeah, that's very helpful. Well, thank you very much. Jason, is there anything I didn't ask that you think could be helpful for our audience?
No. I mean, obviously we can, there's a lot more to share about kind of the day-to-day. And I think one of the points that I wanted to add on when you were talking about earlier of the personalization of, working with a smaller, more personalized agency is the expertise in industries as well. Like having that, when you're talking about having different clients that you're learning from, I think having deep expertise in a specific industry or vertical also helps with that. For example, like we're big into travel, education, and sustainability. And so any of those three industries, because we have that expertise and that knowledge, and we've gone through those challenges with our clients in those industries, we're not having to learn those industries again for new clients. And so I think that's another add-on. So I don't necessarily believe it's any other specific question you didn't ask, but that was one I wanted to add on to that point of discussion that I thought was valuable for the listeners to know.
Well, thank you. This has been really helpful. Jason, I want to encourage our audience you can check out his website at advertisewithpurpose.com. If you're driving, as always, it's in the show notes. You can refer to this later, but advertisewithpurpose.com. You can learn more about Jason, his agency, how he helps, and you can reach out to him directly from there to ask any questions that you might have specifically with Google and other marketing channels as well. Well, Jason, thanks so much for your time.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Be sure to visit advertisewithpurpose.com to learn more about Jason and his agency. And also be sure to check out harvestgrowth.com, our website, to see other episodes we've recorded. And if you'd like to take a shortcut and learn the process that we have used to launch hundreds of products and businesses since 2007, download our Secret Sauce Product Marketing Campaign Cheat Sheet at harvestgrowthsecretsauce.com. Or you can set up an appointment right from our website to speak directly with a member of the Harvest Growth team in a free one-on-one consultation.